The final buzzer has sounded. The players are in the locker room. The fans are heading home. But the Kansas Land sports coverage continues. It's your local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for scores, area stats, recaps, and this week's local and regional high school sports schedule, plus the presentation of the Lukirk Chiropractic Game Ball. The Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Honeyman Ford, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, your local Edward Jones agents, Denison State Bank, Commercial Tire Solutions, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, B&P Propane and the Knotty Pine Oil Company, and Sunflower Credit Union. Time to head to the studio for your local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on Kansas Land Radio.
And a good Friday night, Kansas Land, as Seth Tollison joining you now here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, as we are down to the final few games of the regular season. And tonight, some very good ball games and some big matchups for league standing purposes, sub-state rankings. It all came into play tonight. And we've got all the scores for you from Northeast Kansas. We'll also take a look at some standings. As mentioned throughout the day on our different sports broadcasts, the Class 1A sub-state brackets coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, next week we'll get some information on where teams will fall heading into the postseason, which, man, is just 1 week away. Hard to believe that teams have just some makeup games really left. That's kind of the big thing here this year. A lot of games being postponed. Some games probably not even going to happen, but schools have been doing their best, the athletic directors and coaches, trying to get every game they can in before the regular season winds down, as teams continue to kind of polish their skills and get themselves ready for a run in the postseason, which after what happened last year, when COVID all kind of broke out and kind of shut things down quickly here in the Sunflower State, and the state tournament abruptly coming to an end, it would be very nice for these teams who had a run last year and brought some kids back to again make another run and hopefully finish a Kansas State basketball tournament coming up in mid-March. Like I said, you're listening to Kansas Land Radio and the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, we'd like to welcome you here in studio. I've got Scott Cox, Kurt Kilman, and Miles Sago all here tonight helping run down scores. They're manning the computers, phones, whatever it takes to hunt down all the scores we need to get you all the information from our different leagues throughout the Northeast Kansas League, Twin Valley League, and the Big Seven. We also have some Atchison scores. Atchison tonight in action, I think, playing Sumner, so we'll get you those results too coming up here in just a bit. If you got a score you'd like to report, give us a call toll-free, 1-888-907-2346. That's 1-888-90-RADIO. Also, check us out on Twitter. We closely follow that pretty much all night long. We get a lot of scores off Twitter, so if you are one of those folks who likes to Twitter, or maybe your kids' Twitter, and maybe you can just tell them what to send out, but you can follow us at MSC Sports or at Kansas Land Sports, and you can send us information, and we would gladly and much appreciatively accept it there. All right, we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way. Let's dive into our scores here this evening. We'll start off with the girls' finals. There's pretty much all of those in here tonight, and we're going to get underway in the Twin Valley League as the top seed in the TVL, Donovan West. After winning last night, they beat Wedmore 42-40 last night. Tonight, no problems on the road at Lynn. They win 70-44. Axtell tonight takes care of Blue Valley at home, 54-49. Hanover all over Troy tonight, 60-26. Valley Heights knocks off Onega, 54-29. Frankfort on 92.1 FM KMZA upends Washington County, 65-28. Close game here, but Centralia gets a three-point win on the road at Clifton Clyde, 36-33. And one other game featuring a TVL team was Wetmore, as they were hosting Cornerstone, and it was a blowout. Wetmore, no problems. 49-7 is your final. In the Northeast Kansas League on KARE 93.7 FM, how about this ball game here? Horton hosting Marhill Mount Academy, and it was 35-33. The Ravens get the road win, which is interesting because it was Horton winning the first game in Atchison, 35-34. So quite the game there tonight. Recap or a rematch from that game earlier in the season back in January when Horton won that one by one. But tonight it's the Ravens by two over the Chargers. Jackson Heights all over McLouth this evening, 66-20. Again, another score from the Northeast Kansas League. Actually, not a league game, but Jefferson County North in action tonight at Care Paravelle, and it was the Chargers, 38, Care Paravelle, 24. Big 7 League tonight, Nemaha Central, number one seed in the, or number one team ranked in the Big 7 League anyway. The Central Thunder win it 50-31 over Holton. Royal Valley, Sabetha, this was a big game as it was Sabetha 44, Royal Valley 33. Sabetha with two wins in a row after they beat Hiawatha last night. So Sabetha gets the win there and now 16-2 overall. Speaking of Hiawatha, they also got the W tonight, beating Perry LeCompton at home 51-35. And rounding out scores from the Big 7 League, Jeff West taking care of Riverside on the road 56-39. Not as many boys finals in here this evening. We do have a couple from the Twin Valley League. Listen to this one. Donovan West was at Lynn. Lynn, three-point winners tonight at home over D-West, 31-28, so a low-scoring game. And Donovan West has kind of found themselves in several of those. And tonight, coming up just short, they had a three towards the end of that ball game that rimmed out to force the tie, so it was no good. Lynn holds on. They win it by three, 31-28. And like I said, Donovan West, they lost last night actually to Wetmore by three as well, 35-32. The other boys' final we have from the TVL was our game on 92-1 KMZA. Frankfurt, that was a three-point game, close with 3 minutes to go. Frankfurt would hold on, though, and take advantage of some good plays towards the end of that game, win it by 10 over Washington County, 57-47. Wetmore in a non-league game, also playing Cornerstone. They double them up tonight, 60-30 is your final. Northeast Kansas League scores, a couple of those have gone final already, the first of which is Marhill Mount Academy knocking off Horton, 70-47 is the final there. Also tonight, Jackson Heights knocks off McLouth, 58-44 at home. Big 7 League scores, finals in tonight. Royal Valley takes care of Sabetha on the road, 50-28. Perry LeCompton all over Hiawatha, 63-44, and it was Jeff West, 56, Riverside, 48, as Jeff West able to make 17 of 20 free throws in the game, including 9 in the fourth quarter, which basically the difference in that ball game. Jeff West gets the win over Riverside in the Big 7 League. One other final, it is Atchison winning over Sumner Academy, 72-52. Like I said, you can send us a score by calling 888-907-2346. Also, don't forget, always free online, msccsports.net, your source for all the local high school basketball action. And whatever season it is, it's all going to be right there. You can listen to games you heard here throughout the season on our network of stations. You can also get scores and standings and much, much more. That's msccsports.net, always free. Well, stay tuned. We're going to come back. We're going to have more on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Like I said, we'll have recaps coming up here in the game. Or not in the game. We'll have recaps of the games coming up here in a couple of minutes here on Kansas Land Radio. Stay tuned. More scores coming up after this.
Easily send a gift in a jiff with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Prior to becoming a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, I believed that chiropractic care was elective care. Now that I have been educated by Dr. Lukert and his staff and experienced exceptional treatment at their office, I know that chiropractic care is essential to achieving and maintaining overall health and wellness. I wouldn't go or take my family anywhere else, and I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to your family as well.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dent out of accidents.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Dennison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back as the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on here on a Friday night, our last Friday night, really, of a full slate of games anyway. Next week is a lot of to be determined. If you look at the sports schedule coming up next week, we pretty good idea what's coming up next Tuesday here on air as far as games that were scheduled to round out the regular season. But there's a lot of games, not only next week, but even tomorrow on Saturday. Some teams trying to sneak in a couple of games here and there that were missed. So there will be games pretty much tomorrow, this weekend, and then all throughout next week as we try to wrap up the regular season. Now, depending on what happens, we'll see what our coverage as far as games goes next Friday night here on Kansaland Radio. For sure, though, we will have a Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, which probably will not be so much just scores from that night, but probably kind of a recap of the week and how the season has, a regular season anyway, has come to an end. And then we will kind of probably take a look as best we can at the postseason and what's coming up for our local teams out there in Kansaland. Again, that's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll have one more show during the regular season and then one other show then again during Substate the week after that. So that first Friday in March, we should have another Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And that's about it for that. But don't worry. We will have state basketball coverage for you, and we'll do our best to cover every team that we can for as long as we can, as long as they're in it. And we are very excited to be able to bring that to you. It's been very nice to have, you know, Justin talked about it in his basketball game, talking to, actually he had a couple of students on from Hiawatha High, talking about COVID and school and how that's been affected. They all said the best thing has been able to attend a couple of basketball games here. It's kind of been one of the nice things, not necessarily returning to normal, but they were very appreciative of being able to do that much at least. And for basketball players, coaches, and parents and everybody, man, you just got to hope that we can stick it out for another 3 or 4 weeks and get this 2020-21 basketball season wrapped up again with some state champions here in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's get back to the scores, shall we? We're still missing a lot of boys' scores, so if you've got one, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. That's 1-888-90-RADIO, or again on Twitter, at MSC Sports. You can send it there, or at Kansaland Sports will work. We're searching those handles, so if you want to send it on Twitter, that would be great as well. Running down the scores here real quickly in this segment, our girls' finals. We've got Donovan West over Lynn, 70-44. Blue Valley at Axtell, it's the Eagles winning that one, 54-49. Hanover, no problems with Troy on the road, 60-26. Valley Heights tonight wins at home over Onega, 54-29. Frankfort over Washington County, 65-28. A close game, one of the few close games in the TVL, saw Centralia beat Clifton Clyde 36-33. One non-league score from a team from the Twin Valley League saw Wetmore tonight. They beat Cornerstone by a score of 49-7 was the final there. Wetmore all over Cornerstone. Girls finals in the Northeast Kansas League tonight. A two-point win for Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Horton, 35-33. Jackson Heights all over McLeod, 66-20, as Jackson Heights undefeated in Northeast Kansas League action. One other score then, a non-league game, but JCN tonight holds off and beats Care Paravel 38-24 on the road. All the girls' scores from the Big 7 League are in. They go like this. Nemaha Central, 50, Holton, 31, a final. Royal Valley at Sabetha, it's the Blue Jays getting the win, 44-33. Hiawatha taking care of Perry LeCompton tonight at home, 51-35. And Jeff West on the road gets the win at Riverside, 56-39. Boys finals we have for you. Donovan West at Lynn, three-point game, and for the second night in a row, it's a three-point loss for Donovan West. Lynn holds on at home, 31-28. D. West putting up a three as the game ended, and it did not go in, so Lynn holds on and wins it 31-28. Washington County at Frankfort, it is Frankfort 57, Washington County 47, a final, and Wetmore Cornerstone, that non-league game, saw Wetmore win it 60-30. Marhill Mount Academy all over Horton as we switch gears and head to the Northeast Kansas League. The Ravens win it 70-47, and Jackson Heights continues to take care of business at home, defeating McLeod 58-44. Big 7 League finals in tonight. Royal Valley beats Sabetha on the road 50-28. Perry LeCompton jumped out quick on Hiawatha, did not look back, 63-44. The Cause beat the Redhawks, and it is Jeff West. A little bit of a surprise, maybe, as they knock off Riverside on the road. Probably not to Jeff West, but maybe some Riverside fans. Jeff West wins it 56-48 as Jeff West improves to 7-8 overall. Atchison tonight, a 20-point win at Sumner Academy. They win that one 72-52. Well, like I said, if you've got a score, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. Coming up, we've got a rundown of the Big 7 League. We're going to take a look at some recaps from our network of stations. That's coming up next here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. As here in the segment, we're going to do a rundown of the Big 7 League as some big games tonight affecting the standings in the Big 7 League, especially the Sabetha-Royal Valley matchups tonight as Sabetha-Royal Valley girls kind of in the mix and the boys as well for Royal Valley in the mix. Sabetha possibly could do some damage to Royal Valley's boys' chance, but anyway, that girls' game especially, and then in the boys' side of the Big 7 League, Holton-Nemaha Central, a big doubleheader for the boys, as that game, a couple of teams also near the top of the Big 7 League standings. So we're going to take a look at those finals, and we're going to start off with a recap from the Thunder and Wildcats. Here is Jake Spaulding from the Holton Channel.
On Friday night in Seneca, it was a battle in the Big 7 League, a rivalry between Holton and Nemaha Central. And the Lady Thunder and the boys from Holton would split the action here tonight between the two schools as Nemaha Central girls win 50-31 and the boys from Holton victorious 30-28. In the girls' action, it was early 13-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then that same six-point difference was at halftime, 19-13. But a third quarter where Nemaha Central saw Riley Rottinghouse and Cassidy Corby get confident from the floor. They extended their lead up to 12 and never looked back. In the fourth quarter, Nemaha Central outscored Holton 19-12 to win 50-31. Cassidy Corby paced the way for the Thunder. She had 22 points on the night. Taryn Ganstrom chipped in with 10, and Riley Rottinghouse had 12 for the Thunder. For the Lady Cats, they were led by Sadie Tanking, who had 7 points on the night. In the nightcap, the boys' game was just what anybody expected, a close contest between the two, and a game from January where Nemaha Central defeated Holton in Holton by 14 points would not be the case here tonight. A tight game at the very end, but it always wasn't that way. Holton jumped up 7-0 early. They led 8-1 at the end of the first quarter and led by 9 at halftime by a 16-7 score. A third quarter by Nemaha Central where they started seeing players like Curtis Beck start coming to life. They got it back within 6 at 23-17. And into the fourth quarter it went, and Holton struggled to score the basketball. Nemaha Central clawed their way back at one point down 13 points in the game to tie it at the very last minute. With 6 seconds to go, Landon Baker hit a three-pointer to tie the game at 28. That's when Holton's coach, Connor Bouchard, called timeout. Holton drew up a play, and Blake Mulroy triggered it in to Cale Purcell, who went 94 feet and laid it off the glass for the game-winning basket with 0.2 seconds remaining. Holton wins it at the buzzer, 30-28. For the Thunder in the losing effort, Curtis Beck had 13 points to lead Nemaha Central. He had just 2 points at halftime. His brother Marcus Beck had 9 points in the game as well for the Thunder, but 19 Nemaha Central turnovers aided in the Wildcat victory here tonight. Holton, a very balanced effort from three guys. Matt Leertz led the way as he had 9 points on the night, 8 points for Blake Mulroy, and 8 for Cale Purcell. But nothing bigger than for Cale Purcell's 8 points than that two-point basket, the layup, as time expired here in this ballgame to win it for Holton, 30-28. Once again, the girls from Nemaha Central, 50, Holton, 31. And in the nightcap, the boys from Holton, 30, Nemaha Central, 28. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Jake Spaulding.
All right, thank you very much, Jake. Our next recap coming to us from Sabetha High School, as it was the Blue Jays and the Panthers with the girl-boy doubleheader. Here is Logan Bitterman.
On this Friday night of the high school basketball season, the number 9 in Class 3A ranked Lady Panthers were in town to take on the third Class 3A ranked team, Lady Jays, in Sabetha. At the end of one quarter of play, the Royal Valley Lady Panthers led 11-4. At the halftime break, Sabetha would have the 5-point advantage at 20-15. Sabetha would then lead 34-21 at the end of three quarters of play, and at the end of the game, the Lady Jays would walk away with a 44-33 win. In the loss, the Lady Panthers were led in scoring by Mapia Irving. She had 9 points, and her sister, Wakia Irving, chipped in 8 points as well. The Lady Panthers made 4 three-pointers on the night as a team, committed 14 turnovers, and went 7 of 19 from the free throw line in the loss. As for the Sabetha Lady Jays, they were led in scoring by senior Leah Rinier. She had 15 points on the night. Sophomore Mary Lukert had 12, and also senior Melina Schumann chipped in 9 points in the win for Sabetha as well. Sabetha made 4 three-pointers as a team. They committed just 10 turnovers to Royal Valley's 14 and went 10 of 27 from the free throw line as a team in the win. In the night finale, the Royal Valley boys will take on the Sabetha boys, and at the end of the first quarter, the Panthers had an 18-5 advantage. At the halftime break, the boys of Royal Valley were up 30-16 over the Blue Jays. At the end of three quarters of play, Royal Valley had a 40-18 lead over Sabetha, and at the final buzzer, the Panthers will get the season sweep over Sabetha by a final score of 50-28. Sabetha, they were led in scoring by Marcus Bauman. He had 7 points on the night. Caleb Evans chipped in 6 points as well. Sabetha as a team hit 2 3-pointers, went 2 of 11 from the free throw line, and committed 24 turnovers as a team. As for the Royal Valley Panthers in the win, Mason Thomas and Notchus Wawasik, the two junior guards, they both had 14 points apiece in the win. Trayson Murata also chipped in 7 points as well to help Royal Valley get the 50-28 win over the Blue Jays. Royal Valley as a team went 4 of 11 from the free throw line, hit 4 3-pointers on the night, and had 7 turnovers as a team here this evening. So the Sabetha girls get the win over Royal Valley again by a final score of 44-33, and the Royal Valley boys get the win over Sabetha by a final score of 50-28. Both teams will be in action on Tuesday night, where Sabetha will travel to Hiawatha to take on the Red Hawks before a sub-state the following week. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, thank you very much, Logan, as we head east over to Hiawatha on Highway 36 to a game where the Red Hawks of Hiawatha would play host to the Cause of Perry LeCompton. Here is Justin Fluke with how that doubleheader turned out.
It was a Big 7 league split on Friday as the Hiawatha girls and Perry LeCompton boys completed season sweeps. Neither game really all that close, as the Hiawatha girls used a 10-0 run sparked by 5 straight points by Clara Lindstrom to begin the second quarter and would never trail again. Hiawatha girls led 19-13 at halftime, stretched the lead to 11 going into the fourth quarter, and they win it by 16. 51-35 was the final. Hiawatha also with a 13-0 run to start the fourth quarter and put this game away. Clara Lindstrom led the way with 18 points for Hiawatha, including 3 of the 7 Red Hawk trays. Darcy Lears added 10 as the Hiawatha girls won game number 10 against 8 losses this season. Perry LeCompton girls have now dropped 8 straight. They got 9 points each from Katie Hurd and Campbell Keller in the loss. In the boys' game, it was the first 10 points of the night scored by Perry, and then, leading 22-11, they went on a 9-0 run to start the second quarter. Perry led by 14 at halftime and win the game going away, 63-44. Great balance for the Cause, who won their 4th consecutive game, as Caden Tarwater had 15, Dawson Williams 14, Parker Stone 13, and Brad Robb 11. Hiawatha had only 2 guys score up until the 4th quarter. That was Austin Cofield, who finished with 19 points, and Carson Gilbert had 14 in the loss. Hiawatha now 4-13. They had 17 turnovers, while Perry LeCompton hit 6 threes and cruised to the boys' win 63-44. Hiawatha won the girls' game 51-35. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. The other doubleheader in the Big 7 League tonight was at Riverside High School, as it was the Jeff West Tigers visiting. Jeff West would win the girls' game by a score of 56-39, and then they'd sneak away with the boys' win as well. 56-48 was the final in that one. Other scores then, girls' finals, we'll go through those. Twin Valley League results, Donovan West over Lynn tonight on the road, 70-44. Axtell beats Blue Valley 54-49. Hanover winners at Troy tonight 60-26. Valley Heights all over Onega 54-29. Frankfort takes care of Washington County 65-28. And a 3-point win for Centralia. They beat Clifton Clyde tonight 36-33. One other girls' TVL team in action was Wetmore defeating Cornerstone 49-7 in non-league action. In the Northeast Kansas League tonight, Mar Hill Mount Academy avenges a loss from earlier in the season as they beat Horton tonight. 35-33, your final score. Jackson Heights all over McClount, 66-20. And it's JCN in a non-league game beating Care Paravel, 38-24. Boys finals then from the TVL, Donovan West at Lynn, and for the second night in a row, D. West loses by 3. Lynn takes care of Donovan West, 31-28. Frankfort over Washington County, 57-40, and in a non-league game, it's Wetmore over Cornerstone, 60 70-30. Northeast Kansas League Finals then, Mar Hill over Horton, 70-47. Jackson Heights gets the sweep of the doubleheader, winning the boys' game 58-44. And Atchison tonight in a KCA League game takes care of Sumner Academy, 72-52. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned. We will come back and have more as we've got more recaps coming up. Johnny Kane has the recap from the Washington County Frankfort doubleheader. Stay tuned for that coming up on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of three boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas. This is Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And once again, welcome back to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you on a Friday night. I'd say cold Friday night, but after last Friday, I don't think we can complain about 26 degrees at all. 8 minutes before the top of the hour of 10 o'clock. I believe we've got some Northeast Kansas League games maybe running a little bit late tonight. Maybe some TVL games as well. Some boys games we're still waiting on some finals for. So, again, if you've got any of those, still looking for the Axtell Blue Valley score, Troy and Hanover, Valley Heights, Onega, Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, and then in the NEKL, ACCHS in Oskaloosa, and Valley Falls JCN. Still looking for those scores yet here tonight. So if you've got them, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-907-2346 and on Twitter at MSC Sports or at Kansaland Sports. Either way will work just fine. We've got another recap for you as we're going to start off with some scores from the Twin Valley League tonight as Washington County headed to Frankfort to take on the Wildcats. Here is Johnny Kane with a recap of that one.
Twin Valley League basketball at Frankfort High School on Friday night as the Cats played host to Washington County, and it was a sweep for the Wildcats on Friday night as the Wildcat girls win 65-28, the boys in a comeback thriller 57-47. In the girls' game, it was simply all Frankfort from the start. The Cats led 19-4 after one, 37-14 at the half, and roll to a 65-28 victory to improve to 15-3 on the season. Keisha Shirley was named our player of the game on KMZA, and she had 16 points on four threes. Mariah Brockstrom added 15. Lydia Loizu added 9 for Frankfort. Washington County, meanwhile, had Mia Cardenas score 11 points to lead the way. Cameron Boykin added 7. Tigers now 8-8 overall and 6-5 in league play. In the boys' game, well, it was Washington County jumping out to a 14-point lead in the first quarter. They led 19-7 after one. The Frankfort outscored the Tigers 16-4 in the second quarter to tie the game up at 23 going into the half. Frankfort then led by 8 going into the fourth quarter and eventually win by 10, 57-47. The Cats had three players in double figures, 13 apiece for Gavin Cornelison and Samuel Gross, 11 for Caden Dollinghouse. So the Cats are now 12-5 on the year, 7-3 in league play. Washington County, meanwhile, had Kobe Hoover lead the way with 16, Drew Berman with 14, and the Tigers are now 6-6 on the season. So again, from Frankfort High School on Friday night, it was a sweep for the Wildcats of Frankfort, 65-28 in the girls' game and 57-47 in the boys. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. We did get one of those scores in here tonight from the Twin Valley League, as Hanover tonight was at Troy. The girls for Hanover won it 60-26. Hanover boys got the win, tougher game. 69-59 was the final, as Hanover, they are now 17-1 on the season. Other scores from the Twin Valley League tonight, Donovan West, again, we'll take a look at girls' scores first. Donovan West, 70-44 winners. Donovan West surviving a scare last night as they beat Wetmore 42-40. Tonight, though, no problems with the win over Lynn. It was Axtell over Blue Valley in a girls' final, 54-49. Onega tonight at Valley Heights. The Mustangs win that one, 54-29. It is Centralia by 3 over Clifton Clyde, 36-33. Wetmore, then, in a non-league game over Cornerstone, 49-7. The boys' finals from the TVL, Donovan West at Lynn. Lynn wins it by 3, 31-28. Like I mentioned, Hanover by 10 over Troy, 69-59. As last night, Hanover beat Onega 69-41, and a tough loss for Troy last night. So two nights in a row of tough basketball. They lost to Axel by just one yesterday. So Troy dropping two in a row here in the last couple of days. Cornerstone then at Wetmore in the boys' game tonight. It was Wetmore all over Cornerstone, doubling them up 60-30 after beating Donovan West yesterday. So Wetmore won two games in the last 2 days. Taking a look at the Big 7 League girls finals tonight, Nemaha Central 50, Holton 31, your final. Nemaha Central's only loss so far in the season back on February 9th, so not that long ago, to Sabetha. That's the only blemish, though, on their season. Holton did snap a three-game losing streak last Friday by beating Hiawatha, but tonight Nemaha Central just too much to handle as they lose on the road. Sabetha beats Royal Valley 44-33. Sabetha two wins in a row as they knocked off Hiawatha last night in a makeup game. Speaking of Hiawatha, they beat Perry Lecompton tonight 51-35. That is eight straight losses for the cause. And Jeff West tonight gets out of Riverside with a 56-39 girls win, as Jeff West won the initial meeting 53-31. Boys finals in the Big 7 League. Low scoring game in Seneca as Holton, this might have been the football score, to be honest with you. Holton 30, Nemaha Central 28 is the final. So Holton is able to get away with the win. They avenged a loss over Sabetha yesterday, 51-37. So Holton having a good couple of days in the Big 7 League. Speaking of Sabetha, Royal Valley takes care of them tonight, 50-28, the final. Perry Lecompton all over Hiawatha, 63-44. And Jeff West is able to go 17 of 20 from the line, including 9 free throws in the fourth quarter, which takes care of Riverside, 56-48. That game was actually tied late in that ball game, but Jeff West with the free throws able to get out of Riverside with the W. Taking a look at the Northeast Kansas League tonight, it was Jackson Heights at home over McLouth in the girls' game, 66-20 in the boys' game. Jackson Heights wins that one as well, 58-44. Marhill Mount Academy tonight at Horton, and it is the Ravens getting a two-point victory in the girls' game, 35-33, and Marhill all over Horton in the boys' game then, 70-47. One other score we've got for you, girls' final. It is JCN over Care Paravel, 38-24. Well, stay tuned. We'll come back. We'll have, again, more scores for you if we can get to them. Possibly one more recap if we can get it in before we sign off here tonight, as that's going to be coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Easily send a gift in a GIF with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And for one final time here on a Friday night, Seth Tollison here with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, Scott Cox, Kirk Hillman, Miles Sego helping get me information out to you. So we appreciate them staying here long hours after their games are long over. I want to remind you, coming up next week, we've got more basketball games. We've kind of mentioned it a couple of times. We know for sure, pretty sure anyway, what our games are going to look like on a Tuesday. But as far as the rest of the week, everything kind of up in the air. A lot of games being scheduled kind of last minute to kind of make up some of those games that were postponed or canceled earlier in the season due to COVID or weather. Take your pick. Either one of them were definitely an issue here during this basketball season. But we'll try to get you an updated schedule first of the week. So if you kind of want to know if your team might be on the air, follow us at mscsports.net or, again, here on the station you're listening to right now. Well, coming up, we've got the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations to get to. And for the first time this season, my page is full. So I'm looking forward to going through those with you and picking, again, game ball nominees and winners for tonight. I'll also take a look at our on-air sports schedule, at least for this weekend. I can tell you what's going on this weekend for sure. And then we'll also kind of wrap up the show with some information about next Friday night. But first, we will run down all the scores we have for you at this time. We'll start with our girls' finals. In the Twin Valley League, Donovan West over Lynn, 70-44. It is Axtell tonight over Blue Valley, 54-49. Hanover on the road wins over Troy, 60-26. Valley Heights takes care of the Buffaloes of Onega, 54-29. Frankfort knocks off Washington County, 65-28. And in one of the only close games in the TVL tonight, Centralia by 3 over Clifton Clyde, 36-33. Wetmore in a non-league game beats Cornerstone, 49-7. Marhill Mount Academy at Horton tonight. Close game in the NEKL as it's the Ravens 35, Horton 33, a girls' final. McLeod tonight at Jackson Heights. The Cobras win that one big 66-20. And JCN in a non-league game over Care Paravel 38-24. On to the Big 7 League. Nemaha Central tonight over Holton 50-31 is your final score. Good game here as Sabetha is able to hold on and knock off Royal Valley at home, 44-33. Perry LeCompton is at Hiawatha tonight, and it is the Redhawks winning that one 51-35 in a battle of the Birds. And the Tigers take care of the Cyclones. Jeff West on the road over Riverside, 56-39. our boys' scores tonight. Again, missing a few of them. But again, if we can't get them here to you on the air tonight, make sure you follow us at msesports.net. Curtis, as soon as he gets those up, they'll get that on the website. So if you're looking for those just like we are, you can get it free online at msesports.net. Here's what we've got, though. Lynn tonight knocks off Donovan West as a three at the end of the game for the Mustangs, rims out, and Lynn holds on 31-28. Hanover, 10-point winners at Troy tonight, 69-59. Another 10-point victory in the TVL, though, for Frankfort as they beat Washington County 57-47. It's Wetmore doubling up Cornerstone in a non-league game, then 60-30. NEKL Boys Finals, Mar Hill over Horton, 70-47. Jackson Heights tonight survives McLeod at home, 58-44. In the Big 7 League then, low-scoring game, but Holton takes care of the Thunder on the road. Big win for the Wildcats as they beat Nemaha Central, playing some good defensive basketball tonight. 30-28 is the final. They also beat Sabetha 51-37 yesterday, so the Wildcats maybe peaking at the right time to round out the season. Royal Valley tonight is at Sabetha, and the Panthers, no troubles there. They win 50-28. Also no troubles for Perry LeCompton tonight as they were in Hiawatha at the Roundhouse, and the Cons win that one 63-44. Jeff West surprising Riverside tonight 56-48. That game was tied with just minutes to go, but Jeff West hits 9 free throws in the fourth quarter, overall 17 of 20 in the game. That's the difference right there. The Tigers beat Riverside 56-48. One other boys final then tonight, a 20-point win for Atchison as they defeat Sumner Academy in the Kansas City Atchison League, as that is a 72-52 final in favor of Atchison, and they are now 10-7 on the season.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, well, let's get to it. Like I said, I have a full page of nominees for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominations tonight. We'll start off with our girls here this evening. We're going to start off with Jefferson County North tonight as Kinsey Schneider had 15 points for the Chargers. Also tonight for Jackson Heights, it was Canyon Oberding had 21 points. Kay Shirley for Frankfort had 16 points. She's been nominated. 4 of those buckets were threes in her total. Also tonight, Aspen Busing of Axtell had 11 points. Jeff West, Melanie Roney had 19 points. And for Nemaha Central, Cassidy Corby had 20 points. But your game ball goes to Sabetha's Leah Renier. 15 points, maybe not the most production on offense on our list tonight, but get this, 19 rebounds. Huge tonight on the boards. Leah Renier with the 15 points, the 19 boards, a double-double. Leah Renier is your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient for our ladies here this evening. On to the boys then now tonight. Austin Kofeld for Hiawatha had 19 points, unfortunately in the losing effort. For Jeff West, Garrett Athon also with 19 points. 15 points for Perry LeCompton's Caden Tarwater as he averages around 3 points a game, but tonight, big night for him, 15 points. Isaac Detweiler of Axtell had 18 points. Washington County tonight had Kobe Hoover with 19 points. Mar Hill Mount Academy's Colbrin Korbelik, I believe, 24 points for the Raven, which was a great night on offense for him. But here's the deal. Atchison's Xavier Hernandez tonight, when your team scores 72 points and you get half of 72 points, you're going to get a game ball. So Atchison's Xavier Hernandez, he is your boys' game ball recipient, again sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Well, our on-air sports schedule here for the weekend, something to let you know about. For me personally, this is big. Basketball, not so much my thing in high school, but wrestling for sure. Tomorrow, Substate Wrestling reports right here on KNZA 103.9 FM, as we will have reports starting at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and then at the bottom of every hour, and by bottom I mean on the 30 point of the hour, we will have reports from the 3-2-1A tournament at Marion and from the Class 4A tournament from Chanute. So if you've got a grappler that you're wanting to follow, probably the quickest, best way to get updates on how they're doing, tune in again to KNZA tomorrow for those reports going all day tomorrow, Substate Wrestling Reports here on Kansland. And a quick preview then for the next Saturday, we'll have state updates as well. College basketball tomorrow, 92.1 FM KMZA. Since KMZA is going to be having all those wrestling reports, 92.1 is going to carry the K-State game tomorrow as the Wildcats travel to TCU to take on the Horned Frogs. 3 o'clock is pregame show, tip-off set for 4 o'clock. K-State struggling this year, 5 of 18 overall, just 1 for 13 in the Big 12. TCU, not a great season so far. Overall winning record at 11-8, but 4-6 in the Big 12. K-State lost their second meeting in the Sunflower Showdown on Wednesday to the Jayhawks, 59-41. As TCU, their last win was back on February 9th versus Iowa State. So K-State may be an opportunity tomorrow to play some better basketball, see if they can't pick up a road win at TCU. Jayhawks, number 23 in the country ranked, back in the rankings after a week off, will be hosting Texas Tech. The Red Raiders come to town, were ranked 15. KU won the first meeting of that matchup this season by 58-57 back in December, as KU are playing a little better basketball after they had a rough run there in January, but they have won 4 straight. The Jayhawks and, again, Texas Tech playing tomorrow. Benedictine men will be at Grandview at 6 o'clock on CARE. That game's on Monday, though. I believe that's a makeup game, but Benedictine in action as the Benedictine teams look to go into postseason action coming up here in a couple of weeks. So their season's starting to wind down as well. And that Monday game for Benedictine men on CARE 93.7. All right, high school basketball. What's coming up here later on? We've got, this week, Tuesday, this is what we know so far. KNZA, this is our planned schedule on KNZA, ACCHS at Jackson Heights. KMZA, it will be Riverside at Nemaha Central. Marhill Mount Academy will be at Pleasant Ridge, and that game will be heard on CARE 93.7 FM. Final locker room chats of the season as we wrap up the regular season this week is coming up again on Wednesday and Thursday, as our guys here at the station will be talking to the coaches and see what they're thinking as they prepare for substate and postseason action as they, again, wrap up their regular season. So, again, Wednesday, Thursday, our final locker room chats of the season for the high school basketball teams coming up this week. Thursday and Friday night, we'll probably have games here on our stations. Not sure exactly who or what or when, but we will have them. So just stay tuned to our local sports reports or check out msesports.net for that information. Next week is the last week for the regular season here in Northeast Kansas, and on the show next week we'll recap the week's action, probably not just games from Friday night because there probably won't be all that many, but we'll take a look at how the regular season ended for all of the teams, and then we'll also preview the postseason as best we can. Again, that's coming up next week right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Well, again, I want to thank the guys back here at the station, Scott Cox, Kurt Kilman, and Miles Sego, helping not only run the games here tonight on the MSC Sports Network, but also getting scores and getting us set up for the scoreboard show here this evening. Also got to thank all the guys out at the games tonight, Justin Fluke, Johnny Kane, Jake Spaulding, Logan Bitterman. Again, all great job tonight again, guys. So we'll do it again next week here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you for watching the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. The Community National Bank High School Sports Scoreboard Show on Kansaland Radio is brought to you by S&S Automotive and Towing in Seneca, Tennessee State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meredith, and Topeka, Pine Island Community College, E&P Propane and Naughty Pine Oil Company of Holton, McDonald's of Seneca and Hiawatha, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, Blue Valley Communications, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Honeyman Ford, Seneca, Laurel and James Bank in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, and by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.